Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Previously on Mystery Down Under,
Brianna clasps your hand. You can tell she's a bit nervous. Her hands are a bit...
Did you hear that?
What?
Huh?
What did you hear?
I didn't say anything. Huey?
Yeah, what? Huey?
I didn't say anything.
Oh, is there much more of this, Deanne? This goes on for ages.
Don't seem to hear Deanne.
And then clap!
It's like a flash of light. Ugh. You don't know where it came from.
The hell was that?
Where's Brianna?
Wait, what?
How did you... Is Brianna here?
Everyone, please, we need to exit back through... The chamber.
She's here in the cave.
I know, Dickie. I know.
They're going to look for her, Dickie.
Maybe you got confused.
And you see in the lake a red ribbon.
Dickie's just going to go for it.
Hold on. And I'm going to go down.
And he's going to hold Dickie.
And just...
elbow to the ball.
Touching the water.
Yeah.
Whole ripple distorts the lake. And something slithers away in your hand. Up
what?
Your arm.
The whole town knows that something's gone terribly wrong.
And now there is a hullabaloo outside the cave of Warrawirrin. People have started to learn from the hurried whisperings that Brianna Ma, happy-go-lucky, gap-toothed Brianna, has gone missing. How? Her mum is running the cave, isn't she? Well, that's just the thing about single mothers, isn't it? They can't keep their eyes on their damn kids. You hear more expletives and rumours go flying past, whizzing past your head as all the residents of Warrawirrin get stirred into a frenzy. And there you are, right smack bang in the middle of it, cordoned off outside the cave. You see Deanne from a distance, motion over. Keith comes striding through, long, lanky, mean man. It's like the meanness is... It's a tumor or something that it, you know, what was once a kind of spindly man has grown big and tough and swollen from all the hate inside him. He kind of walks past, looks down at you kids. He looks down at everyone. It's not so different. Walks over to Deanne and you can see them discussing something from a distance. He begins to kind of whistle over some other, what we call policemen. It's a small town, you know. Warrawirrin's are not even 2,000 people.
I was going to ask, how many cops are kind of in this city? Is it like a bunch?
It's
or?
Kind of like a, what do you call it? It's a citizen who is elevated to
deputized.
Law
it's
keeping.
It's deputized. It's a
yeah,
posse.
Yeah, exactly. So they're not really cops, but they, you know, they kind of moonlight. Or if a situation calls, then that's their job to kind yeah. of step in and just be muscle. Or
I'm seeing like the police station and it's like two desks in a small building and there's like
it is
a
tiny.
Woman who works like the desk there and
yeah.
and that's an office it.
For Keith.
And like that's it basically.
That's kind yeah. of it. There was oh gosh, there's like a famous Warrawirran incident of like one of the towns. This is early in the days, but you know, a murder that occurred and the body was slung over a camel.
Oh, wow.
And
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah.
For a camel.
A camel, because there's a lot of camels in Australia walking past the dunes, wild feral things. And yeah, it was two brothers. They fell into some dispute. How much of this story is true, you'll never know. But the story goes, one brother killed the other, slung his body over the camel to go bury him in the dunes, was caught red-handed. And the camel was tied up out the front of the police station because where else do you put it?
It's evidence.
Yeah, and it's still bloodstained for all the kids to run past. That's a story of your grandfather's grandfather's grandfather's.
Can I volunteer to join the posse?
The
search party, yeah.
The deputy. They're less so searching and more cordoning off.
Right, okay, yeah.
Yeah, so they are keeping the group that went into the cave there. They're stopping anyone from kind of going wandering back off into the cave. Yeah. And Deanne, you can kind of see her and her team, you know, around kind of five other people kind of assemble. And clearly they're going over some kind of game plan. There's a lot of gesticulating and kind of motioning to specific people, taking on certain roles. Certain responsibilities.
Question. Yes. Do you receive adversity tokens when you do like a player on player role? So when I versed against Jono for going into the water and I failed, would I receive an adversity token for that?
I think the rules say you don't.
Yeah.
So player on player like sort of things you don't.
If it, let me just check that.
Do 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 do
do do. Do you know the theme song for Skippy the Kangaroo? Because I don't.
Skippy the bush kangaroo.
Did you get Skippy in the UK?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I distinctly remember him operating a radio using his little paws to turn the dials.
Oh, and then, that is brilliant.
And then tutting in Morse code into the... It's so ridiculous. This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in my life.
Well, it's like another show that this, I guess you could say, is inspired by. Maybe, I don't know, I've never seen it. That every Australian kid has seen is Around the Twist.
Oh, yeah, that was in the UK. Yeah,
I've never seen Around the Twist in my life.
Have you ever?
I don't believe you do.
Okay, cool.
Have you ever felt specific, like this?
It's not specific, but... Strange things happening, going around the twist. So Keith has kind of, it's like a dog, right? Or, you know, something patrolling the outside, sniffing in, looking at its prey. And he kind of comes up to you, Dickie. I heard that you were the one in there with Brianna. Is that right?
Yeah.
You, Jono, and you, Eric. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Mind telling me what happened?
Well, I was in the cave and we were going down low and Brianna, she was holding my hand and then there was this like big, big, big flash of light and then she wasn't there anymore and I thought she was holding my hand still but she wasn't and we went forward into space and she wasn't there anymore and then we went to go back up and there was this like lake with a lot of water but like the ribbon because she wears a ribbon in her hair and it's red and it was in the water but we went down to grab it but then we didn't grab it and it wasn't there anymore and now we're here. And no one's in there looking for her, and they should be looking for her because she's in there.
So you're all together, and I hear that you jumped into the water.
Well, yeah, Dickie said he saw a ribbon, so I thought, well, if she's in the water, I'd better get her out quick smart.
And you, what were you doing in the midst of this?
Just trying to find her, keep an eye out.
You know, I've heard things about you, your old man. Yeah, I'd watch myself. Were you?
Yes, sir.
That's right. So, she went missing.
Yes.
And why did you jump into the water?
Dickie saw her ribbon in the water.
Did you find anything?
No, I had a look, but I couldn't see it when I went in there.
Interesting. You know.
Yeah?
I don't care how old you are. I could string you up. Things like this.
I'm just... Okay.
All right.
I don't know what I've done, but okay, yeah.
Are you talking back to
no,
me?
No, sir.
Are you going to like hurry up and go find her? Because she's missing and they need someone to go find her.
Do you grab him?
So that's like as he's like, are you like, you get like a grip on your shoulder, like a shut up grip.
Mm.
I don't know if you've got enough social graces to understand what that means.
He hates this man.
Oh,
so
yeah. I get that.
Everyone
definitely
does.
Be like, no, he's Dickie has no filter. He's a motor mouth. Like he one of his things is he's blunt.
I get that, but would you know that like a kick and a grab means shut the fuck up?
At this point, no. Okay. He wants her to be found. Like he's like, what are you interrogating us for?
Mm.
Your job.
He has no self-preservation.
Yeah.
So he's gonna get hurt because of that.
Yeah. Can you just roll grit for me, Dickie?
Oh, he's got so much grit. Just you wait. Look at all this grid I'm going to roll.
D4, is it?
What is it?
No, it's D8.
Oh, 6. Did he roll like a 100?
Yeah, I'm not even going to re-roll. He did explode the die. Ooh. That's a D20. He literally just lifts you up. Like he grabs you by the shirt and he lifts you up. Your feet are dangling in the air. And he goes, shut your fucking mouth. All right. The last thing we need to do is panic and have kids like you running around ruining things that you don't even know about. Do I make myself perfectly clear?
He has that look that kids give you where it's like it's not emotion. It's not like fear or anger. It's just like that neutral.
And just, I hate that look.
Yeah, I know. And it's just the most imperceptible of nods.
Yeah. He just releases and you kind of just drop to the floor.
I'm going to step between them.
Now, you kids have been, I don't know what, but if a girl goes missing because you're running amok, doing dangerous shit, you'll be sorry. I don't want to hear, see, tail, nor hide from you, bloody kids. Do I make myself clear?
Perfectly.
Yes, sir.
All right. You're dismissed. And he kind of goes around getting different statements from people, but people are being sent off one by one. And the jovial feeling that was in the air of, woo, it's a public holiday. It's speech. It's the summertime. It's the opening of a new cave has just turned to dust in everyone's mouth. And they just kind of trudge home.
Eric is going to kneel down to Dickie, who I presume hit the ground when he was dropped.
Mm. Yeah, hit the ground and scrambles back up.
Okay. And leans close and goes, sometimes less is more.
What strange advice to give a child.
Yeah, finally able to talk, are you?
Ooh.
And he just like walks off.
The kid's going to get us in so much fucking trouble.
So now, what are your plans for the night as everyone dissipates? Eric, are you going to face going back home?
Well,
or is the night not over for you three?
Dickie is walking home, right?
No.
Well, he walks off.
You're just walking off?
At the moment, he's just walking off, like away from the two of you.
Well, I think Eric will look to Jono for leadership.
Well, what time is it? It's late now.
It's late. It's around 8 p.m. probably.
Look, are you going home? Your dad said you weren't welcome. You can always sleep on our couch if you want, you know, mate?
Yeah, I think we got to look after Dickie, though.
Oh, fuck. Where's he off to?
I don't know.
All right, come on.
We chase after Dickie. Well, don't chase, but like follow
as,
after.
As you kind of him, yeah. move away, you know, down the artificial ledge that leads back onto the beach. That's where you kind of went off.
Yeah, yeah. He just kind of at the
otherwise
moment.
Otherwise, you'd be scrambling up a cliff.
That's it. He's like, he's almost like starting in the midst of his mind, looking for other ways into the cave.
Mm-hmm.
Like almost like going away and then going to do like a bit of like a perimeter.
Dickie, slow down.
Yeah.
Slow down.
Yeah.
What?
Look, listen, we're not mad at you, but that cunt can make our life hell, all right?
Well, I'm
so don't
mad at
speak back to him.
Well, I'm mad at you. If you really cared about her, you would have stood up for her more. We should be in there. We should be looking for her because they're not going to do it.
Can't. You don't think Deanna's looking for her with every ounce that she can?
Can or won't?
You don't think her mum's looking for her as hard as she possibly can?
Did they see the ribbon? No, I did.
They will search every inch of that cave. She's been looking in that cave for 9 months. She knows it inside and out. If anyone can find her, it's Deanna, okay?
But as you,
that's not an excuse for riling up Keith.
As you talk, Jono, Dickie did hit a nerve. That, yeah, yeah. Why did we let this happen to Brianna? She was right there, right in front of you. And you think about what would have happened if that was Izzy, if that was your little sister, you know, suddenly vanishing all those times that she's been under your gaze and you're arguing back with Dickie, but you just, you start to lose steam. Something needs to be done. You got to figure out a game plan.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Eric, how are your balls?
Eric is at the moment, Ellen, this is note to you, dealing with his fear at the moment because of how he could react to Dickie right now.
Right, yeah.
Yeah?
You're
like, that's a lot of what I'm role-playing with right now.
Yep.
He's thinking about a lot.
So it's not only, you know, you're dealing with the physical effects of your scuffle with Dickie, and there's just this frustration of why the fuck won't he just do what he's told? Why can't he just shut up and not be noticed and just run away from all of his problems? And then you realize that this frustration is kind of constantly simmering, and it's born from fear or anxiety or just a reflection that you don't like what you see, or you don't like what's being played out in front of you. And the churning in your stomach from being kicked in the balls is just, it's all twisting and knotting together. And you upchuck your guts onto the sand dunes.
Oh, geez, Christ, mate. How bad did it get you?
Bad.
Oh, fucking hell, man.
Chris's fucked up voice acting is giving me a lot of energy.
Look, you're right, Dickie, okay?
We didn't can't just get an apology either.
For what?
Didn't you hit him in the balls?
Yeah. And?
You might want to say sorry for that.
Might want to not grab me when I'm trying to, like, save our friend, the person that we're meant to be protecting.
Yeah, we're trying to protect you as well, mate. We don't want to lose two people in one night.
Yeah, well, you're not my dad, so stop trying.
Fucking hell. Jeez. Look, I agree with you, right? We've got to find her. And if they can't find her, we got to find her.
Mm.
We were there when she went missing, and something weird, right? You heard the voices in that passage, that flash of light. That lake is weird. I went in there and I felt something crawl on me, and it was like being in space down there. Something in that cave is not right.
She was in front of me and she was holding my hand, and it felt like she was holding my hand the whole time until she wasn't.
I believe you, mate. I believe you. Something weird in that cave.
We wouldn't be here if we didn't believe you, mate.
And Dickie, for someone who's been told all your life, sit down, shut up, children are better seen and not heard.
Mm.
And that didn't happen, Dickie, or that's stupid.
And it's like, especially you know, all this time about talking about these stories that people always say are fanatical or just shut up. And like, this is proof. Mm. This is proof that weird shit happens and unexplainable things happen.
Yeah.
And like, it's both exciting in a, like, under dire circumstances, but it's exciting. And it's just, it's a revelation to have someone actually understand it.
But listen to this. Keith is going to try and pin this on us because we were with her, right? So if we don't find her, we're in big trouble. That's why we need you to not antagonize him. The more you antagonize him, the less chance we have of finding her, okay?
You hear a screech of wheels, kind of like there's, it's not really a parking lot, it's just people parking up on the, you know, the grassy part, the reedy part of the dunes so they can walk down to the beach. Screech! Slam! And kind of coming, descending, almost stumbling down the dunes. You see Jessica, Dickie, Dickie, oh my God, Dickie, Dickie. And she like kind of runs up. She's, you know, clearly she's been, you know, having fun times with the rest of the gang. She smells like, her hair smells like cigarettes and she's, you know, changed outfits into like something a bit more revealing,
a more kind risque. Of,
yeah, a crop top and high-waisted shorts, and she's kind of streaming down the dunes, and she just kind of grabs you and almost like tackles you in like this big bear hug, and she's just like, oh my God, I heard someone went missing down at the caves, and then I went back to the caves and you weren't there, and just, oh my God. Oh my God, you found, thank you so much for looking after Dickie. I cannot thank you enough.
It's all right. It wasn't Dickie went missing. It's Bree's gone missing.
Brianna?
Yeah.
Brianna Ma?
Yeah. We were right with her and then there was this flash and then she was gone.
This happened in the caves?
Yeah, we were in this tiny narrow passage, so she can't have gone anywhere. And then there was this flash.
I mean, she's pretty little. Do you think there was like a crawl space?
No, there was no. She was in front of me, and then she wasn't in front of me.
Dickie, okay, I know.
They're searching the cave right now for her. We're waiting for news. Like, there's nothing's come out yet. So,
do you guys want to? I don't know. I'm sure you're pretty wired. Look, Jason has like this basement. Do you want to kind of come back? A lot of teens are just kind of crashing there. Maybe you can just like kind of put your feet up for the night, hang out together. Everyone else has gone home or passed out, or Jason's just upstairs in his own room.
I don't know. I was going to hang around here until it got late and see if they come out and say they found her or anything like that.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Well, yeah, I don't know if I can go to some basement and just hang out when we know that she's gone missing.
We have to find her.
Yeah.
Okay, I just...
Like, thank you, I know, but what if we go and they find her and we don't know and we're worrying all night, you know?
Yeah.
What if they don't find her and we could be helping look, you know?
Dickie, are you coming home?
He just kind of shakes his head no.
Look, if it gets late, I'll bring him back, all right? I'll look after
him. Jesus Christ. No, I'm not leaving him here. I'm staying with you guys. This sucks. She kind of like reaches into her coat, like pulls out a beer. Just fine. All right. We're staying by the beach.
Yeah. Have you got a durry?
Yeah. Okay. She reaches into her impossibly tight shorts, pulls out a pack.
Yeah. And we sort of, Winfield. I guess we'd go over it and we'd like go over it again.
Mm.
And then I would try and explain what happened in the lake and how weird it was.
Yeah.
And then we'd go over it again in the way that kids do, just like trying to eke out any more clues out of anything that we've heard while we wait for news from the cave.
Kind of iron out every single detail.
Yeah. And like, did you hear the name Huey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is anyone in town called Huey?
No. Like, I mean.
I could have sworn. Clear of that, clear as day, someone said Huey.
Huey. I mean, no, there's like, I think there's like a Hugo down at the mines, but that's, I don't know a single Huey. And well, I've also lived here all my life.
There's also like the story that they were talking about why Echo Caves is so important, the person that may have gone missing down there in the first place.
That bandit?
Yeah.
What?
That's some sort ages
of,
gone.
There's like
though,
some
mate.
Sort of bandit that like may have escaped the law and like went into the mines maybe, but they never found a body, but no one ever came out, but someone definitely went in.
So maybe there the is like way. A slip or something. Or
there wasn't a slip. She was okay, right in front of me.
Okay. I just mean like.
She's tiny. She could have gone down a crack.
Then why didn't I go down as well?
I don't know. You said there was like a flash. Maybe you just lost sight of her.
Where
she
would that have come
away?
From though?
There was someone in there. Her mum was in front and I was behind her.
So she wouldn't have like slipped.
hoped she wouldn't have got past anyone.
She's not a piece of paper. She's not just going to slip through a crack.
I know, but it's a cave. Like, and it's not all open, right? There's heaps of things in there that they haven't even explored yet.
You still got your torch on you?
And he remembers it being in his hand, but still have it after the tussle with Eric and Jono?
Yeah, I reckon you would have probably just, because you picked it up as you kind of walked through the passageway. I reckon you would have just slipped it back into your short pocket.
Great. So he kind of rummages around, goes in his left, it's not in his left, pulls out his right, and he's got the torch. It's like, and checks that it still works, and it seems to be working fine.
Look, okay.
If they pack up for the night and they still haven't found out, I reckon we retrace our steps, we sneak back in there, and we go back to exactly where she was.
You want to sneak in?
His face lights up. He's like, yes. Yes.
All right. Maybe you're not such a goody two-shoes.
No, I'm not.
Eric, you want one?
Eric looks at a coughing Jono and is like, nah.
I'll do it.
No, Dickie.
Why not?
Because it's bad for you.
Well, then why are you having it?
Because I'm bad.
True.
That was a really good reply.
Okay, so we're going to do something incredibly stupid and rebellious.
Yeah.
Sounds like the thing I do. Right. What's our plan? We sneak in?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we wait for news, like, see if they come out. Be pretty obvious if they found her. They'll be shouting.
Just be careful as well, because Keith's around though, and we can't be seen by him.
Fucking Keith. I hate that prick.
Yeah, he lifted me up and he threw me down.
What?
Yeah, I went to say something to him because, like, I had a really good thing I was going to say to him that was going to make him feel really bad, but then I got stopped. But then he picked me up and said something about don't fucking talk and then threw me to the ground.
That fucking prick laid his hands on my brother?
Yeah, I mean, I called him something else, but...
What'd you call him?
What he is. Fucking cunt.
You did not.
Well, not to his face.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't be here if you did that.
I know, right?
Dickie, I'm sorry. You know, guy's a prick.
I should have kicked him in the balls instead.
You're lucky you didn't.
Who did you kick in the balls?
Oh, I elbowed Eric in the balls.
Wasn't that part of the story? Did you miss that bit?
Yeah, look, I'm still kind of buzzed.
She's so ridiculous.
Is she high as well, or is she?
She's pretty. She's.
It is
she's
a 70s.
Drunk, yeah. God, I'm going to get my sister killed tonight.
Yeah. Well, okay, so we're just waiting here in the sand dunes. Do you want to wait out in the car? Maybe we can drive around and see if people are leaving.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Are you driving?
Yeah. Why wouldn't I?
I mean, you're not great at it.
I am fine. That dog lived. I don't know what you're talking about. It's very happy, okay? It gets along on three legs just fine.
Oh, my God.
Just about to make a three-legged joke. You're doing good.
So I guess we just hang out in the car and wait for the search party to wrap up.
Yeah, you kind of tune. She tunes on the radio.
We're all really nervous, I would think, because we just, like, I'm hoping that she... They come out and you hear them go, oh, yeah, we've found it. You know, and there's a cupboard that she's been found, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I think Jessica's probably going to make the effort to, you know, there's still a throng of people and she's going to kind of pass on word to get back to Mildred, her mum, that Dickie is with her, that they are going
to the basement.
Yeah, they're going to spend the night at Jason's. There's a few kids who are just kind of... You know,
it's lax.
Yeah,
it's fine.
It's a sleepover, yeah. Essentially. Just so you know, poor mum's not
freaking worrying. The fuck out.
So you sit in the car, radio's on. She has a few drinks in the back, a six pack. Do you guys take any or?
Well, you would
calm the nerves. probably too nervous at this stage. Mm. I think the fags are enough. Like, yep. I don't really want to get. I'm not really in the mood to get loose.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know, there was this place called Lemon Tree Passage, and it's this big stretch of road in Sydney. And what actually happened was, and because I thought about it, because how you're a bad driver, Jess, and how that there were these two motorcyclists that actually, they crashed, not at the same time, but they were like, you know, like a month apart from each other and they both crashed. So now people say that whenever they're going down the road and they're being really like bad drivers and really reckless, you can actually see a taillight in front of you that's flashing you and it's telling you not to be a reckless driver.
Dickie, Can I ask you a favor?
Yeah.
Shut up. Okay. So.
I will have a beer, thanks.
So you're smoking, you're drinking, you're just trying to ease off the jitters that are coming on from all this adrenaline. On, and not only that, you're trying to stay awake.
Yeah.
What time is it around now?
It's probably closer to around 11.
Yeah.
Nice. I'm midnight. Staying up late.
Yeah. You are. Yeah.
I'd stay awake better if I had a beer.
I'm not giving you a beer, Dickie.
Can I just hold the can at least? I won't drink it. I'll just hold on to it.
All right. So she drains the rest of hers and she kind of passes it to you.
It is super late for a like 10-year-old.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you were up at like 5 or something.
Yeah. So I'm going to ask you all to do this. I guess this is planned. Are you a gritty character?
Me?
Yeah.
D8.
D8?
I'm gritty.
I'm a gritty boy.
I'm used to being up all hours to help.
Yeah, I'm going to say it's a 6 before you start to kind of really feel it and start to kind of drop off.
Yeah, I'm a 16. I'm good.
But this is a planned one. So if your teammates feel so, you know, feel up to it, they can chuck in adversity. Maybe they prod you awake. What do we got?
I rolled a 3.
So you need a 6. Ugh, I'd have to spend 2 on you.
I'm fine on a 9.
Ooh, fine on a 9. Yeah.
I guess Dickie can have my 2 adversity tokens.
what are we looking at here? Just falling asleep?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Dickie's 10.
Yeah.
You know?
Can we just wake him up?
You can just
later?
Wake me up. Like, I could fall asleep for
I'll
a while.
I'll let him fall asleep.
Yeah, keep your adversity tokens, I reckon.
He can fall asleep. We'll wake him up later.
Yeah. And you kind of drift off the tune of whatever radio station.
Actually, we would definitely let him sleep because then he shuts the fuck up.
Yeah.
The bun, yep.
I'm wondering, do we wake him up?
Yeah, we just go looking on our own, leave him in the car.
Yeah, he got both of us nearly injured.
That's true.
If you leave me out of that scene, I'll fucking kill you.
We get into the supernatural plot and Dickie's just cut out of the whole
cut
thing.
Out of the
we
scene.
Go to another dimension.
Roleplay my dream.
He just doesn't come with us.
You have been listening to Mystery Down Under, which is a Roll to Cast production. The best way to find us is on Twitter, Discord, and our Patreon. All our podcasts are on Acast, Spotify, YouTube, and all good podcatchers. You can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/RollToCast. Kids on Bikes and all associated properties are trademark of Renegade Game Studios. Used with permission.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.